the rest of the story. Not many men can say they made it to the dictionary. John Calvin did. Calvin John, Calvinism, Calvinist, Calvinistic, and more. This is a testimony to the worldwide impact of the man John Calvin. You will recall he was a Protestant reformer. The theological guidelines which delineate the Presbyterian Church are his. And yet he bestowed upon the world a secular something for which he is rarely given credit. And that is the rest of the story. Those not familiar with the life of John Calvin presume him to be English or perhaps German. Actually, he was French. His real name was Jean Calvin. He was born in the early 16th century, was educated in the humanities and in law. Because of his conversion to the Protestant reform, he was forced to flee his native France. His first major work was written in exile at the age of 27. It was called Institutes of the Christian Religion. And in successive expansions, it became the manual of Protestant theology for hundreds of years to come. Now, I'd like to switch our focus to the nation, and specifically to the city to which John Calvin was exiled. When this young reformer arrived, he discovered that hard times had arrived there ahead of him. Merchants had drifted away. Industry was stagnant. What once had been a flourishing center of commerce had become a ghost town. But not far behind John Calvin was a tidal wave of persecuted French Protestants who had also fled their native land, and these fellow fugitives of Calvin's were mostly craftsmen, a great number of whom were goldsmiths. And they were welcomed to their adopted community, most enthusiastically because they were Protestants, yes, but especially because the town required artisans to reawaken its hibernating economy. And then, just as the goldsmiths were about to produce the finery that might have put that city back on the map, John Calvin laid down the law. There were already too many vanities in the world, he declared. Therefore, the wearing of jewelry by women and gold-laced coats by men was strictly forbidden. And furthermore, goldsmiths were prohibited from using false stones in their craft, from making hollow rings, and also from manufacturing crosses and chalices and other instruments serving the popery. Calvin's followers obeyed. They obeyed. Not only that, the reformer actually managed to get these restrictions passed into law. Local secular law. But John Calvin's glitter ban was not to impede economic recovery. Quite the opposite, in fact. For you see, those goldsmiths, searching for a sanctioned outlet for their handcraft, teamed up with French Protestant watchmakers to produce the most exquisite and priceless mechanical timepieces the world had ever seen. This, then, was the other gift of John Calvin. For prior to his arrival in exile in Geneva, Switzerland, clockmakers were scarce. Yet even today, in this liquid quartz-conscious world, it's axiomatic that nothing's more elegant, nothing runs more smoothly than a Swiss watch. You've heard that all your life. Well, now you know the rest of the story.